Need two more. Word end of day. Word Jesse here. Unqualified TO. Why does it say that?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Yuri?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, Yuri, this is Shirley over here at Local Slush. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, I'm good. Still working on the project.
Okay. I just wanted to see where you'd like to go from here with the last time that you and I talked to.
So I remember that I asked you to send me the email, but I didn't receive any email.
Really?
Yes. And then when you called me a few times, I just was really busy, so I even didn't have the option to pick up the phone.
Okay, so, I mean, the email that I have here is info@indec-company.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the dash, it's not spelled out dash. It just has a little dash mark, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's weird because, I mean, on my end, it says that it's sent. But here, I'm going to send it to you for the services that we talked about last time. Let me see.
Could you send it right now?
I'm going to send it right now this second, yes.
Yeah, I will just check notification, at least if I will see notification. I can tell you, okay, I received it, or no, I didn't receive anything.
Perfect. Okay, I appreciate that. Let me see. I just want to make sure I have everything in here that we talked about with the Google, the Facebooks, all the marketing there. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, so it's sending right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check on my end to make sure it sends all the way through and it doesn't kick back to me. Yeah, it went through. It says I sent one to you on May 9th as well.
I don't receive anything yet.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Is it the phone number or it is just a work phone? And I can send the text message from this phone number.
Yeah, here, let's do this. Let's do it here. I'll send you a text message right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I can just...
There you go. Let's see.
Reply with an email.
There you go. Boom. Okay. Then you can put your email in there. I mean, it's saying it sent it over to you, so I just want to make sure I'm not sending it to the wrong person either. They're getting an email for Google and Facebook, and they're like, I've never talked to a Charlie. All right. Did you get the text message at least, though?
Yes, I'm already typing the email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent it right now.
Okay, let me check. Just make sure I got it here. Yeah, that's the one that I have on file.
And I still didn't have any notification that, I received something.
Let me ask you then, because sometimes what will happen is it'll send it over to the spam, just because this is like the first time that, did you see maybe like my email kind of go over there if it wasn't like, if you haven't got anything, it should just be in the spam. It should just come from charliemullenkamp@localsplash.com.
Junk. Charlie Mullenkamp.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's me. Okay, so it went towards your junk mail. Okay. Yeah, because I mean, first time I sent it to you, it probably went there, and because you didn't open it or click it. It just kept going into the junk mail. So That's what we talked about last time. That's the pricing you and I had talked about as well, with the $5.99 month to month with no contracts for the flat fee. That does allocate your advertising to Google Ads. It does allocate your advertising to Facebook Ads. And then we also do help you with the Google Business Profile and programming that to the first page placements as well. Okay?
Yes. And the question about the Facebook.
Sure.
I tried to create new account. Okay. And told me the request was denied without any explanation.
For a Facebook account?
Yes, because I have my I had my personal account, then
okay.
Some hacked my account.
Okay.
And they replaced it replaced Instagram as authentication recovery. They put their junk Instagram, so I was blocked on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Tried to return my account, doesn't work. And Facebook doesn't have any phone number
right.
Support. So a week ago, I tried to create new account, and Facebook just told me request was denied without any explanation why. I mean, I understand mm-hmm. that maybe. It is because Facebook now just making accounts with ID identification, phone number identification, and they still have my profile. It is deactivated. It is not deleted.
Okay. Well, I mean, you had to make a new personal account if it got hacked, and then from there you'd be able to make a business page.
I mean, that's the problem. I tried to create a new
personal. A new personal, and it didn't let you. My tech team can help you with that. If at worst case, Yuri, we won't be able to get you a Facebook account, we could always take that off of there. And then the only thing that it would, instead of the $5.99 month to month, it would be $4.99 month to month. And then that way we don't allocate anything to the Facebook, because obviously you don't have one, so there's no need to charge you for one either. If at worst case scenario.
Do you have any contact with Facebook, or you don't, and you are on the same page as me, and you just have to tag them, email them, and stuff like that?
I know we're partners with Facebook and Google, so we do a lot of work with Facebook accounts and everything like that. So especially like if something gets suspended, we're able to kind of dive deep into it with our clients and mm-hmm. their account. So I know we're able to do things, but at the end of the day, we're also dealing with Facebook. And if they're just like, yeah, no, we're not going to give the account back, and they don't want to tell us the reason why either, then, you know, we're kind of subject to that as well. So
mm-hmm.
It can go either way. It just depends on who we're dealing with at that point. So that's
okay.
What I said. If anything happens where, like, we can't get you an account back up and running, hey, no harm, no foul, then we'll take off that $99, so then it would just be the $4.99 month-to-month with no contracts, and we'll just focus on the Google Ads and the Google Business listing, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Is there a time that you want to set this up for yourself so we can start to get this going for you, or...?
The next couple of weeks will be crazy. I just I'm coming home really late, and sometimes I don't have strength even just to go to the bath and like clean teeth. Yeah, I believe it will be only like so if I will have time in the next few days just to open the email, just read everything to understand it in my
okay.
head, not just read without. Like a reading book.
Right.
Yeah. I will sign everything in next few days. If for some reason it will be still not enough time, I will just sign it after my trip to LA and to Utah. It will be 28th or 29th. So until the end of the month, I believe.
Okay. So 28th or 29th is when you would want to kind of circle back here, or did you say in the next couple of days? Which one is it?
If you will see signed paperwork from me in next few days, just call me back or text me back. If you don't see it, Just know that, okay, this guy will be available only in the end of the month.
Okay. Okay. So this is what you could do. If, when you read the email, just email me back, say, hey, I'm ready to go, and then I'll give you a call then, and we'll go from there. If I don't hear from you in the next 2 days that tells me, hey, I'm ready to go, then I'll call you at the end of the month, and we can go from that point. Okay?
Okay. Good.
Sounds good. All right, Yuri, will you be safe? Don't work too hard, man. And then I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.